Good morning. Welcome to Grendene S.A.'s conference call to discuss and analyze the results for the second quarter to 2017. We would like to inform you that this conference call will be held in Portuguese with simultaneous translation into English. At this point, all participants are connected in listen-only mode, and later we will start the Q&A session when instructions for you to participate will be provided. If you need support during the conference call, please request assistance from an operator by typing star zero. Let me remind you that this conference call is being recorded and will be available at http://ri.grendene.com.br. The main officers of Grendene are here, will also be available to take any questions you might have. Rosmar Dall'Onder, Chief Executive Officer, Gelson Luis Rostirolla, Executive Vice President, and Francisco Schmidt, Chief Financial Officer and IRO, as well as the company's top management team. We would like to inform you that the press release for the second quarter of 2017 is available on the website ri.grendene.com.br in Portuguese and English. Before proceeding, I would like to clarify that any forward-looking statements made during this conference call about the company's business prospects and operating and financial estimates are mere forecasts based on the management's expectations regarding the company's future. These expectations are highly dependent on market conditions, the country's overall economic performance, industry, and international markets. I would now like to turn the conference over to Mr. Francisco Schmidt, CFO and IRO. Please, Mr. Schmidt, you may proceed. Good morning. Thank you for attending another Grendene's conference call to discuss our results as well as our prospects for the future. All information related to this period that we're going to discuss in this conference call was disclosed yesterday after the market disclosure in our press release, which is already on the company's investor relations website. In addition, we'd like to inform you that we have posted an additional file called Conference Call Second Quarter 2017 to facilitate the follow-up on the conference and which contains a summary of the main figures. In my comments, I do not intend to repeat the numbers that are already included in the press release and in the conference call presentation, but rather call your attention to the points that we consider relevant in the quarter so as to better understand the long-term prospects. As usual, before discussing the company's performance, I would like to draw your attention to the dividend payout. In the second quarter 2017, Grendene anticipates dividends in the amount of 55.6 million reais, 22.1% higher than the dividend paid out in the second quarter 2016. That was 45.5 million reais, equivalent to 0.1848 per share, which will be paid from August 16, 2017. A total for the semester, including interest on equity and dividends, 154.7 million reais. Shareholders holding common shares enrolled in the company's records on August 3rd, 2017, which is the cutoff date ex-dividends as of August 4th, 2017, at BMF Bovespa, will be entitled to receive the amount. We started our analysis by recalling that in the previous year, in the second quarter 2016, we had a robust growth of 28.6% in operating profit, EBIT, which is a high comparison base for this year and made us foresee relatively lower growth in the second quarter 2017, as we had already predicted in the first quarter 2017. With this perspective, the growth of 4.7% in the EBIT of the second quarter 2017 over the same period of the previous year was good. As can be seen from the figures released, the company continues to consolidate the productivity gains it has been pursuing and to increase its margins, even with the negative impact of exchange variation, tax measures, and some non-recurring effects. Moreover, with the data observed in the first half of 2017, we cannot confirm that a great recovery in the consumption of footwear in Brazil is underway, nor can we be sure that the consumption has grown during this period. But we still reached 263.7 million reals of net profit in the first half of 2017 and a record net margin of 27.8%, which allowed us to anticipate the dividends that we announced, 154.7 million reals, 22.1% higher than that of the same period of 2016. In our opinion, these results have been possible with a great discipline as regards costs and expenses that, in the first half of the year, led to a rise in the margin and some market share gain. Growth in the gross margin of 60 BPS, in the EBIT margin of 210 BPS, and in the net margin of 100 BPS. In the foreign market, we had to face a dollar with an average of 14.3% devaluation against the exchange rate recorded in the same period of the previous year, which dropped prices in reals in this comparison of 14.2% in the first quarter of 2017 versus the first half of 2016, despite the maintenance of the unit price in dollars of the pairs of shoes exported. Of course, to achieve margin growth with the prices of exported products in reals, we had to offset this effect through product mixes and also efficiency gains. With these results and with this price drop in reals, the export margins dropped, and they had to be offset by the domestic market margins. With these results, once again, the operating cash generation was robust in the first half of 2017, reaching 411.2 million reals, attesting to the good control of the operating and financial cycles and raising the net cash to 1.7 billion reals and the gross cash to 1.8 billion reals with increases of 13.5% and 12.1% respectively in relation to the cash values of 31st of December 2016. Despite the overall scenario, the perspective that in the next 3 to 4 years, the consumption of footwear in the country will return to the levels of 2012 and 2013 is still valid, and we are prepared to this recovery. This is an important point because we understand that in order to analyze the medium term in the Brazilian footwear sector, it should be taken into account that the per capita consumption reached the peak of 4.7 pair per inhabitant in 2013 and ended 2016 at around 3.7 pairs per inhabitant. In exports, the market remains tough, especially in Latin America, and the exchange rate is less favorable. However, we believe that these markets also show an upward trend, which can already be verified in the second quarter 2017, when the exports volume grew by 25%. However, it should be emphasized that these are cyclical factors, as we mentioned before, that do not affect our long-term growth capacity in the international market, where we have been present in more than 100 countries and have been operating since the 80s. And this market has the characteristic that the conditions are at times more favorable and at other times less favorable. Our expectation that this year will we will see a modest recovery of volumes in the domestic market, which are likely to be higher than last year's, is consistent with the results obtained in the first half of 2017, when we grew 2% the volume of spares in the domestic market. And we also foresee the risk of export results being negatively affected by the lower exchange rate. Our policy will continue to be to preserve margins and, whenever possible, to achieve higher absolute results. We continue to believe that the economic environment will continue its slow recovery path and should gain more breath in the second half of the year. We will continue to pursue the results we are proposing through our continued adaptation to the current situation. But of course, we cannot predict the directions of the economy nor the speed of its recovery. On the other hand, we have shown great adaptability to different scenarios, delivering results with consistency, as we have done so far. These were the comments I had to make about the economic scenario and our figures, and I'm available to take your questions. Ladies and gentlemen, we can now begin the question and answer session. To ask a question, please enter star 1. To remove the question from the list, type star 2.
Once again, to post a question, press star 1. We kindly ask you not to use the speakerphone functionality to ask your questions so that you can achieve optimal sound quality. Our first question comes from Rafael Ferreira from Maca. Good morning, everyone. I'd like to, first of all, congratulate you all on the good results you've shown. I have two questions, actually. The first one about the provisional measure 774, which refers to the effective rate in taxes. This change is coming, we know. And my question is there any guidance for 2017 and 2018 regarding this new tax rate? And the second question has to do with the conference call, the earnings call for the fourth quarter, when you said that if interest recovered a lower level, one-digit interest rates, you were considering new strategies for your cash management. Would you by now have an outlook for those new strategies regarding, since we are now going through a new interest level? Thank you. Well, the provisional measure 774, if not wrong, is the one that has to do with the payroll change, right? Where are we at this point? This provisional measure needs to be voted in the Senate. It has to be voted by early August. If it is not voted, it will no longer be able to be enforced. On the other hand, the Senate has put together a proposal, and there's already a report which also has not been voted, and this proposal aims at changing that measure, or rather changing the act which would result from that measure. And in this case, this measure would only be put into effect early next year, 2018. What is on the table right now? Today, the footwear industry pays, in terms of INSS, Social Security, 1.5% on the top of its gross revenues in the internal market. Sorry, not gross, but the net of taxes, right? And we would go back to the original system by which, instead of calculating the INSS over net revenue, but it would be calculated on the payroll amount. that would be the main change if that comes into effect. I wouldn't be able to pinpoint names right now, but I know that some companies have already filed injunctions even before the Senate goes to vote. So we wouldn't know where this is going as it is. There's no way you can say whether Senate will approve it or not. We do not even know if this act will be enacted, because it might expire by early August, as I said, so we have no guidance in that respect. As for the interest rate, maybe I was not clear enough in my presentation, but what I meant to say in the fourth quarter of last year is that interest rates affect investment opportunities across the board. The lowest the interest rates, the more opportunities become viable, regardless of our cash position, regardless of any other item indicators. So, as interest rates drop, we see a trend in the economy as a whole to grow, or to resume growth in any event. And with that, we might see new opportunities to invest. But still, this will take some time to play out. So we have, in terms of cash use, we have no big news to share, nothing to anticipate. But what we have already said, we're always open to analyze investment opportunities. And if we identify opportunities which make sense to our business, which will add value to our business, we will consider them in more detail. We are quite focused on our industry, the footwear industry, where we have a good performance, where we deliver good results. So we do not really believe in fast growth through mergers and acquisitions, but we do believe in the growth of our industry. We have a possibility of recovering or resuming growth in the coming years, and we do believe we'll be able to take on opportunities as they emerge. So that's what I can tell you right now. It also needs to be clear that we are assessing opportunities on a case-by-case basis. We're always analyzing different investment possibilities. That's a continuous assessment process that any company conducts in terms of investments. Now, we're always comparing investments vis-a-vis opportunities and availabilities of cash. Oh, thank you for your answer. Once again, to ask a question, please press star 1. Next question comes from Santiago Santos, shareholder. Good morning, Schmidt. Congratulations once again on the good results. I have one question. What's the amount, if you can share with me, the amount in payroll? I can't really see that in the balance sheet. I know it's part of SG&A, but just to make it easier for us to calculate 1.5% of the payroll vis-a-vis the whole SG&A expenses. Those figures, Santiago, I'm getting some echo in my connection. I wonder if you can hear me all right. Anyway, those figures regarding the payroll can be accessed at the explanatory notes, which are part of the balance sheet. We have two different entries, and one of them is expenses by nature. our, in any event, our payroll is something close to 500,000, 500,000 BRLs. We're talking about wages without taxes, but if you check our explanatory notes, you'll have a good idea of what those numbers are. Of course, we have today's number. You'd have to work out a forecast in terms of what to expect for the remainder of the year to really know what kind of contribution we're talking about when we calculate 1.5% on top of the payroll. Okay, thank you. Next question comes from Roberto Lantel from Alcoti.
Hi there. This is Roberto. Thanks for taking my question and congrats on the results. So just wondering if, you know, with the one of your competitors was in the news and was for sale, the Alpargatas company, and I was wondering if you took part of that process to evaluate that, given that you have spare capacity. It is a well-known brand, and I was just wondering if that was such an acquisition, potential acquisition, would have fit in your strategic plans.
Mr. Robert, can you please stand by a second?
Sure.
Can you please repeat your question, Roberto, please?
So the question was the Alpargatas company was sold, and I was wondering if Grandena took part in evaluating that potential the acquisition of Alpargatas in its strategic plans, if it was part of the negotiation and not, if it considered participating in it or not.
Well, in this second sale, which just happened actually, when Alpargatas was sold to Itaúsa, right? Itaúsa plus Cambuí, the conglomerate, anyway.
Right.
We gave up at the very beginning of the process. So we couldn't say we participated in any extent of the second process of sale. We left the process at a very early stage.
Okay. Can I ask a follow-up question then? With the capacity that you still have at your production facilities, how do you foresee, over what period do you foresee utilizing that at a rate where you get to, you know, an 80% plus capacity utilization? What would be your expectation, given how you expect the market to develop in a normal type environment?
Our production capacity currently is 250 million pairs. Last year, we produced 165 million reais, and this year, we expect a slight growth, a modest growth. So we have some level of idle capacity which can be explored. Our expectation, as I mentioned, about the market for the coming 3 or 4 years is to resume production levels that we had before, I'd say around 2012, 2013. So in the coming 3 or 4 years, we expect to recover those levels around 4.5, 4.7 pairs per inhabitant per year. In that case, we would be certainly using our capacity to a higher extent. So provided we recover consumption levels, we are prepared, we are ready to tap on that opportunity of growth. It's difficult to to forecast that right now, to forecast or to predict how fast that will happen. But we do believe that in the coming 3 to 4 years, we are very likely to resume those levels, the levels we enjoyed in 2012, 2013.
Great. Thank you very much.
Excuse me once again. To ask a question, please press star 1. Next question comes from Marcos Bastos, LFE. Good morning. I'd like to take the opportunity to discuss with you or discuss your opinion. How do you see the second half of the year? We were under the impression that the economy was going through a recovery period in May, April, May, but then that outlook somewhat changed. And we are not very sure what kind of impact that change had on consumption. What can you tell us about that? What do you see happening in the second half of the year in terms of revenues? Thank you. What we are able to see right now, and this is also part of our previous releases this year and late last year, is that we have and continue to have an expectation of slow growth for the Brazilian economy. We never really believed in that high optimism that the market felt earlier in the year that the economy would grow significantly this year. And we also believe that the political impact of the political events that we had in May is part of this feeling now. The economy never really showed evidence that it was going to grow as much as some people expected. And of course, those political events did not affect the economy that much, that they came after. So, but what we still believe is that consumption level will be resumed slowly this year. In the first half of this year, we saw a growth in the number of pairs at 2%, which is consistent with the growth of the market as a whole. The market in the first half will have grown around 2%. And we do not believe in a accelerated growth in the second half. Of course, it's not easy to make that kind of prediction. Things can always happen, right? But from what we've seen this year, there is no evidence, no indication that this path for the economy in Brazil will change. In other words, inflation continues to drop. The only different macroeconomic piece of data, which was kind of surprising, was that we expected to have a higher U.S. dollar. So we would be having better margins in our exports, but that never materialized. As for the rest, inflation is going down, interest rates are going down, and the GDP growth will be modest at most. And that's what we had in mind early in the year, and we continue to think that way.
Can I ask another question in relation to expenses with publicity, advertising? I just seen the release this morning, and it seemed to me that it was a bit lower than your history level in terms of what you have been investing. And if this is confirmed, if this is true, do you have any plans of going back to the normal levels, and when? There are 2 points to consider in relation to advertising. The first one is that we have to look from annualized basis, the year as a whole, because the campaign, the initiatives do not happen according to the calendar, not necessarily. And the other aspect that I had already mentioned in the first quarter is that the publicity and advertising scenario has been changing a lot. It's difficult to define what is normal in this area. So, in fact, we have been managing so far, maybe in the past 2 years, to do what we had intended to do with less money. So even though our guidance and the information we provide would stand from 8 to 10%, which can be used as a reference of how much we are going to spend in marketing and publicity. And it may be a little bit below that, but nothing so different from that estimate. And this is what we can say about it. There are many changes in terms of using digital media and other initiatives. And the cost component is different depending on which item we are using. And this is what is happening, in fact. Okay, thank you. Once again, to ask a question, press star 1. We have now closed the Q&A session. I would like to give the floor to Mr. Francisco Schmidt for his final remarks. Once again, thank you all for having attended our conference. Thank you for the question asked and for the opportunity to clarify all your questions. Thank you. Grendene's audio conference call is closed. Thank you very much for your participation. Have a good day, and thank you for using Chorus Call.